subscribe to Kentucky Crazies on iTunes. Find us on Facebook and at Kentucky Crazies on Twitter. You can call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287.
From the friendly confines of the KentuckyCrazies.com studios, located in the heart of the Big Blue Planet.
Listen up.
It's time to talk all things Kentucky Crazy.
Listen up.
Your hosts, listen Mike up. Hicks and Aaron Newton.
Listen up.
You people are crazy.
All right, Kentucky Crazies, podcast number 42 is coming your way. We're going to talk about the big South Carolina win, the upcoming giant Florida game. We're going to have some calls from the Blue Phone, and we're going to talk some interesting basketball news. We'll be right back.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287. Ask a question, leave a comment, or tell us how crazy you are about Kentucky. Leave us a cat call on the Blue Phone. We will put you on a future podcast.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call right now.
It's like our first show right now.
It is.
Okay, here we are. Podcast 42. You can call us on the Blue Phone, 859-780-2287. Find us on Twitter at Kentucky Crazies and at KY Crazy Aaron. And with the voice not built for radio, Mike Hicks sitting here. And to my left, as always,
yo ho,
Aaron Newton.
Aaron Newton. Yeah, we both feel a little goofy tonight.
Yeah, we're recording the show at a little different time, so
I'm in a little more relaxed clothing. I'm not wearing my normal suit and tie here.
Right. I'm not wearing my usual yoga pants that I wear normally around the office.
And we are here in the beautiful Kentucky Crazies studio with your trophies hanging on the shelves and certificates on the wall. Congratulations on all these.
Well, thank you very much. And speaking of patting ourselves on the back, I do actually want to thank all of our listeners out there. Last week was a big week for us.
Monumentous.
On the Podomatic College rankings, this podcast came in at our highest ranking so far, number 7.
Well, not this one, but the last one.
Well, the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
with Big Zane Bean as our guest, you know, thanks again to him. That was awesome.
Yeah, we're hoping he can call in on this show. If not, we definitely will have him back next week.
Yeah, he said after we beat Florida, he's all about doing all kinds of things. He's really excited about it. I talked to him yesterday again, and he's pretty pumped.
As am I, and like I said, once again, want to thank all of our listeners out there, and tell your friends about it. We want to get this, you know, it's Big Blue Nation. We want to get to number one, because that's what we're used to doing, right?
That's right.
Number 7's nice. That's not good enough. Let's bump it up to number 1. And like I said, spread the word and enjoy the show. Call in, Blue Phone. All right, so Aaron, the Cats get the big win over South Carolina.
And to be honest, the way the game started, it was kind of how I felt the game was going to go, to be honest with you, because you look at the first two games we played, and it wasn't much to brag about. We looked pretty sloppy. We looked pretty bad, to be honest. So I didn't expect us to come out against South Carolina and look any better. And really, we didn't come out looking any better.
It was here we go again.
Yeah, but man, this team is completely different than past teams we've had. And I credit Stoops with a lot of that. He's, you know, as Zane said, he's a monster on the sidelines. He's very intense, and that shows in the team.
Well, I think the personnel, I think, you know, out of the gate, maybe just a little bit of nerves going on, a couple, I'm going to use the word I've been using a lot lately, wonky plays, a couple of wonky plays happened, but then guess what? Personnel kicked in, and practice kicked in, and it was awesome to watch.
It was, you know, the first play of the game for them, you know, was the long touchdown to their best player, who sadly they thought he was going to be out for the year, but he ended up just being a fracture in his foot. So he's out, I think, maybe 5 weeks. So, I mean, and he's definitely their best player. But that was the one player we had to guard against. First play, we let him loose. And it wasn't necessarily Beatty's fault. The safety should have stepped in there and helped in coverage. But whoever's fault it was, he scored. And we didn't let that get us down. You know, we had come back eventually and took the lead and made some big kicks. And you know, it ended up being a great win for us. Any win on the road is a great win. I don't care who it's against.
In the SEC especially. Of course, we're talking about the 23-13 win over South Carolina, moving the Cats to 3-0 on the season. And a win like that, like you just mentioned, winning a road game in the SEC, what does that mean for this program? We've been waiting for something like this.
You know, well, that is the fourth time now that we've beaten South Carolina in a row, which, you know, that's the first time we have beaten any other team four times in a row other than Vanderbilt since, I don't remember when they said it was, if ever. I can't remember now. And I know this is the first time since 1911, I do remember this, that Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and Mississippi State are all 3-0.
Oh, my goodness.
Since 1911.
Yeah. Well, so. Trump is president, and the Cubs won the World Series, so there's that.
And ice caps are melting.
Let's see. So, how far have we come since Stoops got here?
It's been a slow, hard progress, I think, because we were in pretty bad shape. You know, Rich Brooks, he had us in bowl games and winning some bowl games, and he had us where we thought we needed in the right direction, going in the right direction. And we thought with Joker coming in as a coach, it was going to continue. And, you know, obviously it didn't. Things got really, really bad. Stoops has been the shot in the arm that we needed. It's his first head coaching job, so he was learning as he was going along as well, and I think he's learned, you know, quite a bit. I complained a lot about his game management skills, and, you know, that's not something you can just be thrown out there first time and expect to know how to do that.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, it's no secret that I'm not the most knowledgeable in football. I'm not going to claim that I am, but I am learning. Is his approach with the defense kind of the, I guess, the end to possible big-time success, to where you develop the defense where you can start stopping teams and then the offense can come after that?
Defense in the SEC is a must. You look at this Florida team coming up against us, it's definitely the best defensive team that we have seen, you know, to this date. And it's not going to be an easy game. You know, Florida is not the offensive team that we've seen them have back with Spurrier, you know, because that's what you hear Florida fans complaining about now, is they're not scoring enough. They're not throwing the ball around here and there and everywhere. But their defense is solid. It's top rate. Kentucky's, we'll see Saturday, but I believe our defense is getting pretty on par with that. We've got speed. That's the thing you hear about SEC football compared to other conferences, which some of them are catching up. But the speed that we have at position players, you know, the linemen and the linebackers especially, that speed. The defensive backs, the size, you know, Chris Westry, he's 6'4". You know, he's tall. You want cornerbacks that are tall, not the 5'10 guys trying to guard receivers that are 5'6".
Well, the best of the best is what SEC usually ends up with.
And that's the thing with Stoops, is he has recruited at a, I'm not going to say an elite level, but for Kentucky football, it's been an elite level. Still in the SEC, we're ranked in the bottom in recruiting. But nationally, we've gradually moved up that list year after year.
And that's what can get you an above-average bowl game, is because if you're, you know, middle of the pack or a little bit lower than that in the SEC, then you're going to be one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, I mean, you know, each conference is allotted their bowls. You know, he has their alignment with certain bowls. So wherever you fall in that slot in the conference, you know, you're guaranteed that bowl. So, yeah, definitely the better we finish in the East, the better bowl that we're going to get.
And again, you know, I'm learning as I go. Something that I'm seeing out of our quarterback is poise. And matter of fact, right now, why don't we go to the blue phone? I think we have a phone call that may address that right now.
All right.
Nate here. Just the UK South Carolina game just ended. I got some things to say. First off, Steven Johnson, he's a real deal. just and our defense is awesome. I mean, I really like this team and I like how they play. And when they let, it seems like when they just let Johnson kind of do his thing, you know, magic happens. So I just wonder, you know, if y'all have anything to say about that. And my son Caden has something to say.
Do you think we'll be fuller?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Nate. Yeah, we agree with that. And Caden, yeah. yeah, he brings up, you know, how Johnson at times just seems to have some magic going on.
They've commented even back to last year about his, what, you know, a lot of people thought they're moxie. You know, that you just, something about him you love. He doesn't seem to appear to have all the talent, all the skill. But there's something about him. He gets the job done. And like we said last week on the podcast, when his back is against the wall, when everybody's trying to say he shouldn't be doing this, you know, everybody's favorite player is a backup quarterback. You know, he's the big-time recruit that came in. Steven Johnson is winning games. You know, he now has a better record in the last 10, 11 games than the Heisman Trophy winner from last year.
I think we are 10-4 in the last 14 yeah. games with him at the helm.
And, you know, so. Compare that to what the Heisman Trophy winner from last year has done in his last games, and he has a better record.
And we're beating good teams, too.
We beat that team, and we beat South Carolina on the road, which is a good team.
Louisville last year.
Yeah. I But Steven Johnson, the comment came out that he is the biggest trash talker on the team, which if you listen to South Carolina, I know you've got it in your notes, but about the handshake ordeal pregame, according to Johnson and Stoops and our side, it was South Carolina who refused to shake hands, you know, pregame, and it wasn't showing on TV, so you couldn't see it. But the guy, referees had to separate them. Got to be a little of an argument. And a South Carolina writer was saying it was Steven Johnson that caused it all with his trash talk. So, you know, I don't really care if that was it. You know, yeah. If that's what he needs to get him going, I hope he does it again this weekend.
Absolutely. I'm on board with that. Okay, right now, let's go back to the blue phone. We've got another call.
Yes, this is JJ. Now, I got two questions here. One, if we beat Florida this weekend, do y'all think that fans are going to rush the field? And two, how good is Matt Elam truly becoming? That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, JJ, for calling in on the blue phone. Good comments, good question there. Do we think that Florida will – I mean, you think that we will rush the field when we beat Florida?
Well, I'll tell you what. I will be at the game with my sons, my grandson, my father, and my brother-in-law, and I guarantee you we will all be on that field. We'll be coming down from the upper levels. It might take us a little while to get there, but our butts will be on that field.
I think you will see from end to end, from side to side, covered. I think it'll be covered.
Yeah, it'll be mass hysteria.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. So, yeah, we go back to what Caden asked. Are we going to beat Florida?
Yeah, that's a hard question because, like I said, Florida's defense is their team. The defense for them has scored more than their offense has. You know, they returned two pick sixes against Michigan. I believe it was two. Their defense scored again against Tennessee. They are a very, very good defense. Our offense is still a little shaky, I believe. You know, we haven't quite got the running game going. I know Snell ran for over 100 yards last game, but he had to rush 30 to 35 times to get it. The Wildcat, still cannot stand it, but it's there to stay. It's not going away. So we're going to have to find more wrinkles off of it.
It's there to be perfected.
Yeah, there's no sense us complaining about it, which we will. You know, I was complaining the last game. You know, we were ahead, but there was a lot of time left. And we kept running the ball up the middle. I was like, you know, I want to score because I felt like we needed to score again to secure the game. I didn't want to rely on the defense. I'm a Kentucky fan. I've seen too many bad things happen in the past.
Well, you know, this is the whole deal. This game, we always talk about a big game coming up. This is the game that's coming up. And it's to me, it's a turn, finally turn that page, you know, to the next chapter. We've been waiting for 30 years to beat Florida, but what better time?
This may be our last best chance to do it. We're at home. They are down offensively. Defense is still stout, but offensively they are down. Our defense is really, really good right now.
Well, I'm even talking like – I'm talking about big picture for us. Like what is our program going to become?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that it's going to be all wrapped up in a nice little box if we're able to do it, in a nice little bundle to where – we got rid of the demon. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, right?
You know, through the years, we ended a streak against Tennessee. You know, we ended streaks against Auburn. We beat Alabama here. It's been a few years, but it hasn't been 30 years. It's time. And do I think we'll do it? Being that it's at home, the crowd is going to be super jacked. And I'm really believing in Steven Johnson. I believe he's going to take care of the ball. I believe in our coaches right now. I really like Eddie Grand, even though he gets a little too conservative for my taste when things are going good. I believe it's going to end this weekend.
Well, it's funny. I actually made an educated guess on the three reasons of why we will win, and you almost hit on all of them right there. So Kentucky plays Florida on the SEC Network Saturday night, 7:30 Eastern time. The three reasons I had listed why we are going to beat Florida. Number one, Steven Johnson, 10-4. He's going to get the job done, okay? Then Kentucky's defense. That's my second one. And now I can't give details why, but I just know we're good with the defense. And then the third one is it's time. It's time.
It is time. All things come to an end. And to answer your other question about Matt Elam, I'm not impressed. I believe the bar was set so high for him that our expectations were so high, because of his size and the Alabama ordeal. And I don't think he was ever going to live up to that. And I don't think he has it in him to be the type of player. Is he good? Is he good enough to play? Yeah, he's making a few plays. I don't believe he had a tackle last week, but he's moving people around. I noticed he was moving the center back, he takes up space. That's if we get 3-4 tackles out of him a game, that's going to be acceptable for him. But NFL player, I don't see it. Has he improved? Very little.
You know, the expectations game can be such a crude thing to certain players, whether it's basketball or football. We look at, the Twins coming back, and then I'm talking about the first year when they came. Oh, we lost 9 games and all that. Well, we got to the championship game, okay? And then the next year when they came back, we went undefeated and lost in the Final Four. And then, the expectations game can be so almost damaging to that any other guards that would have had a championship game in a Final Four, you'd almost build a statue for them at any other school.
Mm-hmm.
But here it was like, the expectation game. It should have been 40-0 both years. You know, people were talking 40-0 when they were freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, back to what you were talking about. It's almost, you can't do anything about it, but you feel bad for the kid in a way.
You do, yeah. And he grew up here in Kentucky, and he became kind of a superstar legend. You know, he was so much bigger than any other kid he's playing against. He's going to look great in high school, but the SEC is a different animal.
And also, one thing we hadn't talked about is the Florida suspensions that are coming down.
I was just fixing to mention that, yes.
So that's something that can factor in to our advantage. It just seems like it's the stars are aligning for something good to happen.
And, their number one receiver is one that is suspended. They're all coming up on these fraud charges for – I don't know the ins and outs of what was going on, but that's what it all stems from, some fraud. And that's part of the reason they're down right now, and they're ripe for the taking.
Absolutely. And so rest in peace. Cats beat Gators streak ends Saturday night. You heard it here first. Well, I mean, everybody's kind of on board for this. It's going to be a crazy scene in Lexington all day Saturday.
A late game.
And pace yourself, folks. Don't have too much bourbon before the game starts.
Yeah, be alert when it's over.
Yeah, be alert when it's over. you can the end can be a blur.
Remember it the next day and not from a jail cell.
All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we got a few basketball items we want to talk about, including some news on Zion Williamson.
KentuckyCrazies.com. Call the Blue Phone at 859-780-CATS. That's 859-780-2287. Ask a question, leave a comment, or tell us how crazy you are about Kentucky. Leave us a cat call on the Blue Phone. We will put you on a future podcast. KentuckyCrazies.com.
Call right now.
Okay, yeah, once again, call the Blue Phone, 859-780-2287. Follow us on Twitter at Kentucky Crazies and at KY Crazy Aaron. Of course, Aaron's going to the game with his family Saturday night. It's going to be exciting. Can't wait for that. We got some...
It is a sellout.
Yeah, it's sold out. Good job.
First time since 06, I believe they said, against Auburn.
Against Auburn, yeah. Yeah, way to go, Cat fans. Get rowdy. A few basketball things here. We've got the announcement of the Pro Camp is on October the 8th. It's going to be on the SEC Network, 7 to 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The thing that makes this one different than the rest of them is it's at Rupp, which I think is a great wedge. You know, how Louisville's doing one now, and other schools are trying to copycat us. And Cal's like, well, you know, y'all don't have Rupp, so let's move it to Rupp, you know? And all 30 NBA teams will be represented, and it's going to be like a combine situation again. You'll have 3-on-3, have skill drills, and really our first good look at what we have.
Yeah, and it's been hard to watch when they do it, though, because they have to have your Jay Billis and, you know, the Seth Greenberg, well, you know, they got to have them.
That's a good point. I forgot about that.
You know
that.
Why? I don't want to watch that, and I don't want to hear them talk. I don't mind hearing them talk, but they don't need to be on screen.
No.
You know what we want to watch. We want to watch the basketball stuff going on.
They totally get in the way of the actual stuff.
Yeah.
Cat fans want to see how that guy dribbles, how fast he is, how, how quick
he is. We want to see the drills.
We want to see the drills, but they're up there. Well, you know, we care about the players and their stories, but not at that moment, not during the combine.
They're on the TV more than the players are.
Yeah.
And it's really aggravating.
It is aggravating. And they'll bring up something that's like, well, you know, when this player was 12, he was blah, blah, blah. Some story we don't, you know. Yeah. What?
We had to hear about Bam flipping a table over.
Yeah.
We know.
We already know.
You don't need to tell us.
You're not telling us something we don't. I just assume they, you know, I end up muting it. But like you said, even visually, they're on the on the table, you know.
Yeah. If I just had to hear them and not see them, you know, I'm fine with that. I don't have to listen to them. But.
And you know what? That actually goes for pretty much any ESPN game anyway.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
I watch a lot of games on mute when it's
That's
not
all we need. We need Leach doing the combine.
Yeah.
Get Pratt and Leach, or I'll come up there with him and do it. Me and Leach.
Yeah, have KSR, Kentucky Crazies, and Leach and Pratt on there.
There you go.
That's a dream team right there. that's coming up, and of course, that's right before Big Blue Madness, which is on the 13th this year of October. And a couple of recruiting tidbits that's pretty interesting. By now, you may have already heard of a player by the name of Jackson Hayes, who was offered a scholarship from Coach Cal to come to Kentucky.
Well, he's got to be good then, right?
Well, you would think so, but he's never played. He's never started for his JV team, his high school team.
Huh.
He grew 10 inches in just about a year. He is now 6'10". But there's a lot of 6'10 guys out there, right?
Yeah.
So this is really interesting. My thought on it is Cal is always looking for a way. Now, he obviously sees something in the kid. I'm not saying this kid isn't going to be some type of talent. But Cal is always looking for something to get back in the news, to be ahead of the game, to have the narrative talking about Kentucky and Cal. And this is one of those examples.
I got it figured out.
What is it?
He's tricking Coach K into going and recruiting these players now that have never started a game before. So now that it's the end thing is Cal's getting these players that have never started before.
That's brilliant.
So Coach K, next year, you're going to see he's going to have a team full of recruits come in that have never started a game.
And then Patino is going to have to be like, wait a minute, wait, I got to catch up with them. I have a combine
He'll
now.
He'll be bragging about it. My kids have never started a game before.
These are the best players that I've ever coached and ever started a game.
We figured him out.
That's what it is. You're right. It's kind of like the leading, like off the path. It's kind of like breadcrumbs going down the wrong. And the thing is, Kyle's such a mad genius in a lab that this kid, he knows he's going to be a good one. But the other ones aren't going to be, and those are the ones that Patino and Kay will get. I love it. Brilliant, brilliant. So, Jackson Hayes, if you're listening, we want you to come. We know you're going to be good. And those other recruits, Coach Kay and Patino, are coming after you. Awesome. And then the other big recruiting tidbit is, it seems like it was kind of wobbling a little bit. Is Zion Williamson really going to come to Kentucky? And now all the experts are starting to be, jumping in at first that he's going to come to Kentucky.
Yeah, it always gets that way towards the end. You know, another team will make a push. It's always Kansas or Duke or Carolina. You know, it's always one of those. And they'll make a push. But in the end, you really know where the kid's heart's been all along.
I watched an interview with Zion. A couple of really good tidbits that came from it was he talked about how Cal's every 2 days or so he's getting texts from him. He said he has a lot of communication with the coaching staff still, and he said that's very, he says positive to him in the recruiting process. And then the thing that jumped out to me the most was he talked about his relationship with Emmanuel Quickley, who is like 99% coming. Everybody believes he's going to announce pretty soon, and he actually said that he's the kind of point guard that he wants to play with, and that their relationship over the summer, they were roommates, and he all but said, I want to play with him. And that's great news.
Well, he's to be on campus this weekend. He's supposed to be at the Florida game, Williamson, that is. John Wall's in town. They should have John just go pick him up at the airport and chauffeur him around, show him all the hot spots, what better way to bring a kid on campus than have John Wall pick you up and escort you around?
Absolutely. And, of course, the big game atmosphere, the Florida game, he's going to be right in the middle of that. So I think Big Blue Nation will win him over if there was ever a doubt.
Yeah, but why not try even a little harder?
Yeah. Part of the family, La Familia. And then this is something not recruiting, but I saw earlier that the women's basketball schedule came out, and there's going to be a doubleheader at Rupp on New Year's Eve this year.
Yeah, I just saw that today as well.
We play Georgia on New Year's Eve, and noon Eastern time, the women's team will be playing Tennessee at Rupp. So,
wow.
That'll be a good game. It's
two
always
big games, yeah.
Yeah, two big games. So, actually, that would be nationally a bigger game than Kentucky-Georgia as far as, in the women's game. But I thought that was pretty exciting.
Kind of throwback to high school. High school does that a lot and have a girls' game before the boys' game. And it's a pretty neat idea. It gives the girls a chance to play in front of a bigger crowd. I'm not saying it's going to be as big as, the men's game later, but it's going to be a big crowd. And
I think it'll give incentive, people to go out early to check them out.
Yeah.
So a good move on the scheduling part there. So now, let's see, you were wanting to bring up something on the football.
Well, Austin McGinnis, it hit me there over the weekend, past weekend, watching other games other than ours, how lucky we are really to have such a competent kicker. He's 23 points, I believe it was, away from being the all-time leading scorer at UK, which that always goes to a kicker because they definitely have more opportunities. But he's going to pass Lona Sieber for most points in UK history. But like I said, watching other games this weekend, the Tennessee-Florida game, Tennessee had that game won easy if they could kick the ball. And it was just – I don't know where the NFL finds kickers, because the college game is horrible with field goal kickers. And so we are just – it's so lucky. He had two huge kicks last year, beat Mississippi State at the end, and, of course, beating the Dirty Birds, and their Heisman fumbler. And he's just – it's a blessing to have him on the team.
Seems like people only remember when they miss, but, forget easily whenever you get the big ones.
Well, everybody, especially if you watch NFL, you just take it for granted that, they're going to kick a field goal from 40 yards and it's going to be good. In college, it's not that way at all. I anticipate more misses nowadays in college than I do makes. But when McGinnis is up there lining up to kick it, I fully expect everyone to go through.
It's almost like the middle game in basketball. It's like a lost art, you know.
Yeah.
You either dunk or you shoot threes. But
he is a senior this year. He was named one of the players of the week from last week. And, you know, like I said, he's – I believe having that in our pocket is going to be huge, you know, again several times this year.
Well, before we get out of here, I was wanting to give a shout-out to my brother-in-law, Dale. His birthday is actually today. This is we're recording this on the 20th of September. At the end of the last show, I kind of forgot what day it was, but I knew it was coming up. So, anyway, love you like a brother, Dale. Happy birthday to you. Was one of the best dudes out there, no question.
I want to give a shout-out as well to the UK women's volleyball team who swept the Dirty Birds. Just a day or two ago, I actually watched it on the SEC Network. Our women's team was ranked number 12 at the time. They're pretty impressive.
Anytime you can sweep the Dirty Birds in anything, it's always fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Just smack down a little brother.
But check them out on the SEC Network. They're on there quite a bit. The volleyball teams are.
Okay, so Saturday night, the Cats are going to beat Florida.
What's your score?
The score is going to be...
I'm saying it's going to be low because both teams are pretty stout defensively.
21-17.
See, I'm not sure. Man, I'm not sure either team can score 21 points. I'm going to go 17-14. And my man, Austin McGinnis, with that 3-point field goal, is going to be the star of the game.
I like it. I like it. All right, so we're going to get out of here. Patino and Kay, go get those guys that have never played a game.
And thank you for those that called in on the blue phone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody out there listening, 859-780-2287. Call in on the blue phone anytime. Leave us a question or comment.
Rain or shine.
And we will put you on the next podcast or a future podcast. And next week we'll have Zane Bean back on the show with us.
We hope, yes.
That's the plan, you know, barring anything happening. But we'll have him back on the show to talk about the win over Florida. And as always, beat the Gators, go Cats. Till the next time, stay crazy, Kentucky.
Follow us on Twitter at Kentucky Crazies. And find us on Facebook at facebook.com/KentuckyCrazies. KentuckyCrazies.com.
Listen up.
You people are crazy.
And this is all a part of my sickness.